Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Youngstown's Lifeguard Academy.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
This week, Today from the Ohio Newsroom is listening back to some of our favorite stories from the last year. Pools across the state have been facing a lifeguard shortage. But in Youngstown, one man is providing swim lessons, job training, and mentorship in an effort to keep the local pool open and to help at-risk kids find their lane. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
When Kevin Tarpley was a young lifeguard in the 70s, the city of Youngstown had almost a dozen public swimming pools.
So you had a pool on every side of town, maybe one or two pools. One side had three.
Now there's one left. On sticky summer days, kids crowd into the north side pool, leaping off a diving board, splashing in the shallow end, and dashing through sprinklers and dumping buckets of water. It's a busy place. But until recently, the city was struggling to staff it.
And they were recruiting people from Pennsylvania to come and work here in Youngstown.
Tarpley had an idea to change that. A former Red Cross water safety instructor, he wanted to teach low-income kids from the city to become lifeguards so they could have a summer job and stay out of trouble, and the pool could stay open. So in 2019, he started the Youngstown Lifeguard Academy and recruited local kids like Luther Bell to participate. Bell spent summers at the pool since he was about 13.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to the pool. Like, it's just hot.
But there was a problem.
I'll say doggy paddling was my best friend.
Before he could become a lifeguard, he had to learn how to swim. The CDC reports Black preteens in America are 7 times more likely to drown in a swimming pool than their white peers.
And that's another piece of the puzzle for the academy, because in the inner city, be you Black, white, or indifferent, you most likely don't know how to swim. I had to show them the proper front crawl, proper scissor kick, proper breaststroke.
Once kids master the basics, then the academy trains them on CPR and first aid, the additional skills needed to spend a summer lifeguarding. Not everyone succeeds. It requires a lot of dedication, Tarpley says. But for Bell, the temporary job changed the trajectory of his life.
Before I met Kevin, I was like about to make some worse decisions. Like before, like, cause like, my mom needed some stuff in the house, you know, saying I needed some stuff, so they couldn't provide. So I just thought I had to needed to do something like wrong for me to make some money, but come to figure I didn't have to do nothing wrong at all.
He's not alone. Tony Jones is using the skills he learned as a lifeguard to build a full-time career.
I was a somewhat of a first responder as a lifeguard, so let's try EMT, and that worked out beautifully.
Now he's studying to be a paramedic, helping fill another shortage in the city. And Sierra Williams?
She is going to be our first college graduate, okay? And I get emotional about that, too. She's going to be our first college graduate.
She's using her income lifeguarding to help afford the cost of tuition, and she's hoping younger kids can learn from her example.
I feel like I can do a lot of the things other people that our community can't do, like especially as a Black person, and we're a majority Black city, so like I feel like I can get that step as a whole as teaching young people to swim, and they can see more faces like me or Luther and be like, hey, I want to be like them.
But the future of the Youngstown Lifeguard Academy is uncertain. Until now, it's relied on a nearly $600,000 grant from the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. That funding wasn't renewed in the state budget, so Tarpley is hoping to crowdsource funds to keep the Youngstown Lifeguard Academy afloat and expand their mission to include swim lessons for younger kids. It's worthwhile, he says, because this academy doesn't just teach kids to keep their head above water. It gives them the skills to swim against the tide. In Youngstown, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Friday.